Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for July 17, 2023. I had to check to make sure. Anyway, that's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow for stations to disconnect from this conference if they do not want to stick around for our next. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne, and I'm located in Urbana, Illinois. My SDF username is JWH. We would like to thank Michael, the E6UX, for making this conference available to us for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all licensed amateur radio operators and is not restricted to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We'd like to have a topic or a question of the week to kickstart our discussions, and unfortunately, I didn't come up with one this week. Sorry, guys. So this is going to be another open mic, anything that's on your mind, and I hope there are things on your mind this week. So now I'm checking the dashboard here, and I see that the direct connections are N6TW and KD9NDJ. They're both regulars here. They know how we do this. But we have the ham conference connected. So for the benefit of those folks out there, let me say that the way we do check-ins here is I can take multiple check-ins, you know, multiple call signs in a row and kind of buffer them up and add them to my list, and I will acknowledge them as a group. So you don't need to wait for me to acknowledge each person before you come along. So you can ride somebody's coattails. That's okay here. Yeah. So are there any stations out there on the ham conference that would like to check in to the SDF Amateur Radio Club net?
Hang on. All right, I give that a try now. Increase the audio. VK Trace Check here. Yeah, sorry. We're on the SCARS net there. Thanks for typing in the text box, Wayne.
No worries there, John. Got you down. Anybody else? Okay. Well, we'll try again later. This might be a short net. So far we have about four check-ins here. So, as I said, we don't have a topic this week, but I'm trying to think, is there anything going on? This is like the second or third week of July. We did kind of Independence Day and Canada Day. Right now, I think the thing that's in the news a lot is we've got weather. We've got, in the southwestern part of the country, they're setting records for high temperatures and multiple days of record high temperatures. And then on the eastern part of the United States, they've got like rain, flood. Pretty much everywhere you go, it's weather bad. Here where I live, actually, we're kind of, we had been in a drought situation for a few months, and we started getting a little bit of rain, and so I think we're actually sitting kind of pretty now. And instead of having temperatures in the 90s Fahrenheit, I think we're down into like the low to mid 80s Fahrenheit, which is it's still pretty warm, but comfortably warm, I think. Anyway, I'm trying to think. I'm blabbering here, trying to think of something to generate some conversation. So I probably failed at that. So I will move along and give someone else a chance to generate some conversation. How about N6TW?
This is N6TW, Noah in Livermore. So my topic of conversation, although I don't know if I'll be able to get it on this net, is we've got a local ham that's having issues with some sort of interesting QRM that may be a digital mode. And nobody's sure as of yet what it is. Yeah. Oh, Okay, so we had a kid issue. There you go. Yeah, okay. So, and I'm wondering how to... actually, let me go offline. I think I've got to deal with kid stuff.
Okay, come back if you can. 73. All right, next on my list then is KD9MDJ.
Good evening, Wayne. This is Ken. I'm in Rantoul, Illinois, and I'm freshly back from the Cars Ham Fest, which is in Piatone, Illinois, up the road from us I'd say about an hour plus. And there was a lot of haze today. Bill and I, my wife, we spoke about perhaps that was the fallout from the Canadian wildfires, which is also a factor across the North American continent at this point. But I was kind of shocked to discover that the Ham Fest was a whisper of its former self. Admittedly, we didn't get there like super early, but wow, very few vendors. Rick Hurd from our local ham club was up there, so we sat in the indoors and talked to him. There wasn't much to see at outdoor tables. I did manage to get a replacement for my dipole, which got knocked down in the recent derecho, but other than that, we hightailed it over to Kankakee River State Park and had lunch and took a little hike. So that's my report from the Cars Fest here in Illinois. KD9NDJ.
I have not been keeping my finger on the pulse of the local Ham Fest. I would have been tempted to go to that and or to maybe carpool with you, but what time did you get up there? They do kind of start that thing early, pretty much at the crack of dawn, and if you don't get up there before like 11 or 12 o'clock, you missed everything.
Yeah, we got there at 11 o'clock and we missed everything. But we got up at 4:30 in the morning, so that was as good as we could get it. That's because we're slow folks at this end. But it was nice talking to Rick anyway. KD9NDJ.
When you say Rick, I missed it on the first over there. Are you talking about KC9NRI?
Yes, affirmative. KC9NRI. Rick Hurd. He's another Rantoul person. He's the president of the local club, which is the TCARC. So he was up there, and we had a long chat. It was great. Good to see him. But yeah, the place was cleaned out. We got there at 11, unfortunately. KD9NDJ.
Well, I'm glad that you at least got a replacement for your dipole out of it. They have two ham fests there at that location every year. There's the Car Fest, Cars Plural Fest, and Ham Festers. And I don't remember the date set up there, but anyway, I think that may have been the last one for this year. So, I've gone to several of those ham fests up there, and it's always it's a fairly short drive, quick drive. And it's cheap. I think it's a $5 admission, and not a whole lot of walking around, but there is plenty of room for people to do kind of tailgating there. Anyway, it's a good ham fest. Anyway, moving along. Let's see. How about DK3HJQ? Okay, perhaps he's busy. Let's see. Who else do we have here? I don't see any other call signs on my dashboard. Anyone out there on the ham conference listening who would like to join us? Okay, I think this is going to be a record short net here. We've got like 14 minutes in so far. So how about rechecks? Anybody want to come back to add something to what they said before?
N6TW?
Go ahead, Noah.
So does anyone know how to actually play a sound file rather than just doing push-to-talk using Echolink? N6PW, over.
Yes, it's in the menus. It's not really hard to find. So I would just say explore under like station and tools. I know there's somewhere in there there's play a file. Just check it out.
I think I found it. Give me 1 second. Is anybody interested in name the FSK protocol in 60W over?
I did not quite copy that. The what protocol?
I think the consensus was that this is an FSK protocol, but I don't think anybody could guess which one. Give me a second. I'll see if I can play it. N60W, over.
Okay, we'll stand by for N60W.
KD9MDJ, I've got a bulletin for you.
Okay, hold on to that, Ken, until Noah is finished.
N60W, did you guys hear the FSK? N60W, over.
I did not see a transmission from you. And when you say FSK, are you talking about frequency shift keying? I don't think that, well, I don't know. I've never tried that on Echo Link.
N60W, yeah, so I'm not trying to actually get it decoded, but there's some QRM locally, and we're trying to figure out if it's somebody's misconfigured some sort of FSK protocol that we can't identify off the top of our heads. And so, I know exactly what I did wrong. Give me 1 second. N6TW, I'm about to play the file.
Okay, once again, standing by for N6TW.
N60W, could you guys hear this now? N60W.
I heard some voices in the background, sounded like female or juvenile voices, but I did not hear anything like a frequency shift keying.
So I misconfigured it. So I can see the FSK file playing on my PTT, but it doesn't look like it actually went out to you guys. I'll play more with Echoham and see what I'm doing wrong. N60W, over.
Right. I think what this feature in Echolink is about is if you have like an MP3 file or a WAV file with some kind of information in it, you know, audio information, and you want to play it instead of talking through your microphone. So you need to make sure that the audio that you're trying to transmit is like microphone ready. So let's go over to KD9NDJ. He's been waiting.
Wayne, I was trying to break in because I saw VK2DY key up in answer to your call from the ham conference. So you might want to see if he's still there. KD9NDJ.
Okay, I see him in the chat. So VK2DY, come ahead. Some other net control likes to say.
Good morning. This is Robert, Victor Kilo, 2 Delta Yankee. I did not hear the question. Is there a question today?
No question today. This is one of those open mic days where anything is on topic.
Sounds good. This is Robert, VK2DY again in Northwestern Sydney. It is 14 degrees Celsius and overcast and light rain on and off, which is really what the weather should be here. We have not been having that weather for most of winter, but that's what winter weather is normally like in Sydney. So I guess a normal winter's day today. At any rate, what is a good topic here? Well, I guess I've been mentioning on every other net that I've talked about, so I'll mention on this one. In the winter, well, the whales, humpback whales, spend the summer in the Southern Ocean, and in the winter they migrate north to the Coral Sea. That migration route takes them directly past Sydney and most of the coast of New South Wales. So during this time of year, the middle of winter, we have whale watching. and they run cruises out of most of the cities, including Sydney. And so last week I took a cruise out of Darling Harbour, out of Sydney, and went out to see the whales. And it is a phenomenal thing. It is, these animals are so amazing and massive and just, you know, you're out there and you're out there with them and they're just off the coast. You can actually see them from the coast, but when you see them close up, it's just a magnificent experience. And it's just, I just very much enjoyed it. And I guess I never realized what magnificent creatures these whales are. And just watching them sail up, just watching them swim and come to the surface, and it's just a fascinating experience. Just that's probably the only thing I've got to share at this point. Otherwise, the rest of life is boring. VK2DY, back to me.
Well, okay, thank you, Robert. At least you're not broiling or drowning. Enjoy it while it lasts, I guess. Same here. Do we have any other comments or new check-ins if I'm over in the ham conference? All right, we're getting, 22 minutes in, so this is about getting close to time to wrap it up. So let's call this final call.
KD9NDJ, I'm back.
Okay, Ken, go ahead.
I've got DMR up here, and I'm not hearing anything from this link, so not sure what the deal is there, but I wanted to make that report. KD9NDJ.
Okay, thank you for testing that. I will make a note that that DMR was not available or connected or whatever. Thank you. Do we have any other comments or rechecks or new check-ins for the net before I wrap it up? Okay, so here we are. Let's call it 0024 Zulu. This concludes this week's Amateur Radio Club Net. If you would like to, you can join us in COM in the non-radio room. There are some of us in there now. Otherwise, I will say this is Net Control Station AB9FJ saying 73, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Well, actually, VK3HJQ, I called you before, but I think maybe we're away from the radio. Are you back at the radio? Did you want to say something? Okay, well, let's put him down as a check-in anyway. So, 73 again.